Sirus Limit Series is generously sponsored by the Saka family and by Yelad Avram, former for Shlema Hadassah Racha Bas Chana Golda. Yilur Atzonim Refi, we've been discussing this pasuk from Tehillim Yates that we insert twice at the end of the Amidah, once to signify the Amidah's over after the 19th Baracha, and again at the end of Elokai Nitzur. So what is the difference between these words, Imrefi, the words of my mouth, and Hagyon Libi, the thoughts of my heart? So we saw Rabbeinu Bechaya very harshly said, if we're asking Hashem to accept what's in our heart, we better make sure that what's in our heart is something we want Him to accept. If our heart is elsewhere, if we're thinking about and concentrating on other things while we're davening the Amidah, it won't bode well for us when He accepts what's in our heart. But others we mentioned last night, others understand and interpret differently that Yom Tefillah says, Imrefi is what we concentrated successfully on. Hegyon Libi means Hashem, maybe I lost focus, I was distracted, but you know what's in my heart. You know what matters to me. So even if I was unsuccessful in concentrating on it throughout the Amidah, except Hegyon Libi, except what's in my heart. And he brings a raya. The Gemara Brachos Daf Lamed Daled says, Roy la'odim l'chavin l'chol apachas baracha achas. A person has to minimally concentrate for the opening bracha. And if a person minimally concentrated for the opening bracha, even if they were distracted with the rest, somehow you're still yotzei. We impose or we project, we consider as if you had kavana for the rest of the Amidah. So we see that somehow if you can concentrate for some, we consider like you concentrated for all. So there's Imrefi, there's what we say with our mouth, but we ask Hashem to truly accept what is Hegyon Libi, the thoughts in our heart, what we really care about, what we're really concentrating on. Hashem knows us, He knows our lives, He knows what we need. He knows Hegyon Libi, He knows what's in our heart, and we ask Him to think about that. Just going backwards, what is Yiyu L'Ratzon? May it be L'Ratzon, may it be, translate the word L'Ratzon. May it be, who's one? L'Ratzon, Hashem, may it be your desire, your want. L'Fanecha, before you. So the Kedushas Levi, the great of Levi Yitzchak of Berditchover, the Berditchover says that a person should not daven for their Ratzon. It shouldn't be about my want, my need, my happiness. Yiyu L'Ratzon, it's Hashem's Ratzon, and it's L'Fanecha, it's what's before Him, it's what matters to Him. So Hashem, help me be successful in business. Help me make parnasa. Why? Because I need it in order to serve you. Help me have good health and strength. Why? I need it to fulfill my mission to serve you. Each of the things that we ask for, we do so not to advance our own personal need or want. We do so because we can only succeed in serving Him and why we're here and fulfilling our mission if we have the health, the resources, if we have what we need. And that says the Berditchover, the Mishnah Novos, Al tas tfilascha keva kva, don't make your tefillah fixed. So tfilascha, don't make, the Berditchover understood it to mean, don't make shalotei zu atfilah shalcha. Don't make davening about you. Said the Hilika Berditchover of Levi Yitzchak, Al tas tfilascha. Don't sort of selfishly approach davening. Don't make davening about you. Davening is the platform about Him. Hashem, I'm here to serve you. I want to make a Kiddush Hashem. I want to improve and redeem and repair and transform your world. But I can't do it if I don't have money. I can't do it if I don't have health and strength. I can't do it if I don't have shalom bias. So I need all those things, not for me selfishly. I need it to be able to best serve you. And that's the teich, that's the pshat. Atas tfilascha, don't make the davening yours kva. Shelo yikbas tfilas lafir tzonosov, elo rachamim v'tachanunim lefnei hamakom. Davening should all be about not us and our needs, but before you and what you want from me and how to best serve you and how to fulfill my mission of why I am here. And that's why it's Yiyu L'Ratzon. Not my Ratzon, but your Ratzon. As the mission elsewhere in Avos says, that a person should make their Ratzon conform to Hashem's Ratzon. So we end the whole Amidah by saying, Hashem, we hope that everything we asked for is L'Ratzon, your Ratzon. Not only our will and want, not only our need, but to fulfill your Ratzon. And how? L'Fanecha. Imrefi v'agyon libi L'Fanecha. Before you. Not tefillah, not our tefillah, but lefanecha, it should succeed in rising before you, to fulfill why we're here and what you have waiting for us. What we have left in the sense to understand, we'll continue tomorrow night, what's the difference between Hashem is Tzuri v'Goali, my rock and my redeemer. Why do we have to repeat? What's the difference between the two, a rock and a redeemer? We'll pick up tomorrow night.